Well, there is an ongoing scramble by international authorities as the coronavirus COVID-19 spreads. And the latest Australian move is to raise travel warnings for Iran and northern Italy, scenes of clusters of new cases. Also today, an eighth Australian who was on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship has tested positive for the virus, and another is being investigated for the disease. Annie Guest has our report.
The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, is confident the latest case from the Diamond Princess poses a low risk to the community. The Victorian man accompanied his sick wife home from Japan. Now he too has coronavirus.
His partner had previously been diagnosed, so he had already been in quarantine as part of the Diamond Princess and already in isolation.
Health authorities are confident there are no signs of community transmission of coronavirus in Australia, unlike parts of northern Italy. Mr. Hunt says the government today raised warnings to travellers there and also issued additional advice for people to be
exercising a high degree of caution in relation to any travel to Iran, where we've had an increase in the numbers and a significantly high number of deaths, which may be a strong guide that the number of cases is greater than those that have been reported.
One case that has been reported is that of Iran's deputy health minister. The concerns that Iran's confirmed deaths may be well above the official figure of 16 have drawn this missive from the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo.
The United States is deeply concerned by information indicating the Iranian regime may have suppressed vital details about the outbreak in that country.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani asserts that the outbreak should be contained by April.
One of the plots and conspiracies that our enemies are pursuing is to spread excessive fear in society to shut down the country. No, we must continue to do our work and be active. We all have to be careful too.
In mainland China, the number of daily confirmed new cases dropped from about 500 to 400 over the past day. South Korea now has more than 1,000 cases, the second highest number outside China. In Japan and South Korea, all major sporting events have been cancelled as authorities battle to slow the spread of the disease. Australia's chief medical officer is Brendan Murphy.
Our concern now is the number of countries outside of China, making it more likely that we will have further outbreaks in Australia.
He emphasised Australia's cases are contained, but he provided more detail on the country's emergency response plan for global pandemics. A pandemic declaration alone would not trigger a full rollout of the plan. Professor Murphy says bigger outbreaks in Australia would prompt further action.
This is a flexible plan. It depends on the circumstances at the time. So if you had an outbreak in a particular city or state, you might, that got to a certain size, you might then close the schools, you might change the configuration of the hospitals to deal with that. If it's in several cities and states, you do it according to their local needs.
Hospitals could be required to cancel elective surgery. Hospitals and mortuaries could be asked to boost capacity. Large gatherings could be cancelled and people could be instructed to work from home. With elderly people considered most at risk, the health department has been in direct contact with aged care facilities to ensure processes are in place to identify and isolate cases of coronavirus.
Annie Guest with that report.